Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to your wonderful listeners.
Now, with this decongestion exercise, the statement has said that the hawkers were allowed to trade on the streets due to the Yuletide, but it also says that the trading on the streets is against the AME bylaws. So why do you even allow them to do that during the Christmas festivities and then come back to have a decongestion exercise?
Well, let me take advantage of this interview to wish you and your wonderful listeners a happy new year. Indeed, I took office. The Trinidad were already on the pedestrian walkways, and some parts of the road had even been encroached upon by hawking activities. So it is not that recent that we relax our enforcement plan. We were actually engaging the hawkers and all markets to discard the decongestion exercise, and more so importantly, how to manage sanitation within the city. So there were two main issues that were occupied with managing sanitation and as well as the traffic situation in Accra. I had personally visited all the markets. I had engaged the leadership of all the markets. And it was very clear that most of the markets had been abandoned by these traders and decided to sell on the pedestrian walkways. So basically, it's intended to make sure that the traders move back to the market to go and sell over there instead of selling on the pedestrian walkway. Number two, because we have taken over the streets of Accra and the pedestrian walkway, they sell there and they leave, create all kinds of filth there. We will come and clean, and in no time, the filth comes back again. So it's like a cycle. Once the filth is deleted within the market, we evacuate the filth from the market straight to the landfill site, and nobody has a problem. So you could see that the streets of Accra, if you walk around the streets of Accra around 11 p.m., 12 midnight, we've swept everywhere. And the following morning, midday, then you see heaps of refuse around there. And we want to make sure that sanitation is tackled head on by making sure that these traders go back into the market.
Now, the issue of this cycle, that is the reason why I asked the first question, because we know there's this cycle. We sweep, they come back, they trade on the streets, then we go back and sweep again. We just seem to be wasting resources when we could have just done it once and for all, get them off the streets. The area.
I really appreciate your consent and your support to this endeavor. For this time around, the police have also taken upon themselves to support the Accra Metropolitan Assembly by ensuring that after the decongestion exercise, they also deploy men also onto the street to support our metro guards to maintain all year round sanity in the system. If you read the Road Traffic Regulations 2012, LI-2180, clearly mandates the police, and if you permit me, I'll read a portion. It says, trading on the road, 1170, a person shall not sell, display, offer for sale, or deliver pursuant to a sale goods on or alongside the road, a pedestrian walkway within 30 meters of a railway level crossing, and goes, the list goes on and on. So the police is also mandated by LI-2180 to also conduct that exercise on their own. This time around, we join forces and we want to make sure that after the exercise, we deploy also our men on the street to be on there to ensure that they don't come back to the pedestrian walkway and then on the streets.
Now, so which areas are to be decongested?
First of all, this is the central business district. And then if you look at the areas including Circle, the La Paz intersection area, the Dakuman area, Kolebu, and many other areas where people. And let me also add that a pedestrian walkway is a pedestrian walkway. So apart from where we have seen congestion, people are not supposed to sell on a pedestrian walkway. So everywhere where there's a pedestrian walkway, we'll make sure that we ward people off to go back so that they allow free flow of human traffic. We are very much concerned about, you know, the safety of pedestrians. I've indicated earlier, if you go to La Paz, the La Paz intersection records the highest number of road crashes just because of the congestion there in trading activities as well as the transportation activities over there. Human lives are lost all the time over there. We can't continue like that in this country. We need to make sure that sanity prevails. And here we have launched a pedestrian safety action plan 2 months ago, and we'll go work with it to ensure that pedestrian safety is also key to this particular exercise.
So apart from this release sent to the media, have the hawkers and traders been informed to vacate the encroached spaces?
As I indicated earlier, for the past couple of months, I've been engaging all the hawkers. I've been engaging the market leaders. I've gone to several markets to engage them. In addition to that, for the past 1.5 months, our information van have been going around all these locations, and the hawkers are fully aware of it.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mohammed Ajaysua. That was the AMA Chief Executive Officer, Mohammed Ajaysua.
The Food and Drugs Authority, FDA, says reports from its surveillance team during the holiday period indicate that most shop owners got rid of expired products. He said a few shops had expired products and were ordered to destroy them immediately. The PRO of the Food and Drugs Authority, James Lati, however, told Radio Ghana that some of the shops and malls visited by the surveillance team had some products which are nearing expiration. He said the team will visit these shops by close of the week to check on such products.
During our return round, we went into supermarket, to some of the malls, the open market, and other places. And our aim was to ensure that products that were being sold were wholesome and that they wouldn't create any problem for consumers. Again, we wanted to establish that the products were registered products. Products had passed through our hands already. We are assured of safety. Well, during the round, in general, it was quite encouraging in the sense that we noticed that sellers were being compliant as to products that they were selling. There were some of the places that we found out the products were nearing expiry. We had to caution the sellers to ensure that it would not be on the shelf after it had expired. We give those caution things. I would say that it was okay, though one or two places you could find one or two expired products that you advise the sellers to remove it from shelf and then.
You said one or two places you find products that are expired. What happened to these owners?
Immediately we asked it to be removed from shelf because what we observed was that, for instance, you have entered a shop and there are a whole lot of products. We will pick the products and begin to check them. But sometimes the sellers will have both expired and non-expired of the same product. But our investigation turned around and we noticed that in most cases, they didn't know that the product had expired. So we had to alert them, educate them that it should be a routine check. Again, we advise some of the sellers that they should have a database where when products are about to expire, it will alert them.
Those nearing expiring dates,
yes.
When are you going back to check?
You know, if we do a daily routine activity, so I know this week definitely our officers will be going around.
James Lati is PRO of the Food and Drugs Authority.